choking and retching, soaking and colder than he had ever been in his life, he came to, face down in the snow. Somewhere close by, another person was panting and coughing and staggering around. Hermione had come again, as she had come when the snake attacked. Yet it did not sound like her, not with those deep coughs, not judging by the weight of the footsteps. Harry had no strength to lift his head to see his saviour's identity. All he could do was raise a shaking hand to his throat and feel the place where the locket had cut tightly into his flesh. It was gone. Someone had cut him free. Then a panting voice spoke from over his head.
"Ah, you mental?"
Nothing but the shock of hearing that voice could have given Harry the strength to get up. Shivering violently, he staggered to his feet. There, before him, stood Ron, fully dressed but drenched to the skin, his hair plastered to his face, the sword of Gryffindor in one hand and the Horcrux dangling from its broken chain in the other.
"Why the hell?"
panted Ron, holding up the Horcrux, which swung backward and forward on its shortened chain in some parody of hypnosis.
"Didn't you take this thing off before you dived?"
Harry could not answer. The silver doe was nothing. Nothing compared with Ron's reappearance. He could not believe it. Shuddering with cold, he caught up the pile of clothes still lying at the water's edge and began to pull them on. As he dragged sweater after sweater over his head, Harry stared at Ron, half expecting him to have disappeared every time he lost sight of him. And yet he had to be real. He had just dived into the pool. He had saved Harry's life.
"It was you?"
Harry said at last, his teeth chattering, his voice weaker than usual due to his near strangulation.
"Well, yeah,"
said Ron, looking slightly confused.
You cast that doe?"
"What?
No, of course not. I thought it was you doing it. My Patronus is a stag." "Oh, yeah. I thought it looked different. No antlers."
Harry put Hagrid's pouch back around his neck, pulled on a final sweater, stooped to pick up Hermione's wand, and faced Ron again.
"How come you're here?"
Apparently Ron had hoped that this point would come up later, if at all.
"Well, I've come back, if..."
He cleared his throat.
"You know, you still want me?"
There was a pause, in which the subject of Ron's departure seemed to rise like a wall between them. Yet he was here. He had returned. He had just saved Harry's life. Ron looked down at his hands. He seemed momentarily surprised to see the things he was holding.
"Oh, yeah, I got it out,"
he said rather unnecessarily, holding up the sword for Harry's inspection.
"That's why you jumped in, right?"
"Yeah," said Harry,
"but I don't understand. How did you get here? How did you find us?" "Long story," said Ron. "I've been looking for you for hours. It's a big forest, isn't it? And I was just thinking I'd have to kip under a tree and wait for morning when I saw that deer coming and you following."
"You didn't see anyone else?"
"No," said Ron. "I..."
But he hesitated, glancing at two trees growing close together some yards away.
"I did think I saw something move over there, but I was running to the pool at the time, because you'd gone in and you hadn't come up. So I wasn't going to make a detour to..." "Hey!"
Harry was already hurrying to the place Ron had indicated. The two oaks grew close together. There was a gap of only a few inches between the trunks at eye level, an ideal place to see but not be seen. The ground around the roots, however, was free of snow, and Harry could see no sign of footprints. He walked back to where Ron stood waiting, still holding the sword and the Horcrux.
"Anything there?"
Ron asked.
"No,"
said Harry.
"So, how did the sword get in that pool?"
"Whoever cast the Patronus must have put it there,"